Fear not, for I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. One little phrase, unto you. God gave His Son unto you, a sacrifice for you, that you might know Him, be born again. Unto you. Unto you He gave His Son. Unto you He gave the Holy Spirit. He told His disciples, I'm going away, but I'll come again. I'll send unto you another Comforter. And I'm glad for the Holy Spirit of God. All that Christ did for me, all that He did for you, it's the Holy Spirit of God that one day made it real to us that it was unto me and unto you that it was that the sacrifice was given. And salvation became personal unto you. And when you by faith turn to Him, He gave unto you everlasting life. You get to live forever. You get to be in heaven for all eternity unto you. The Holy Spirit of God that brought you to Christ came inside of you, and He said He'll be in you. He gave unto you the Holy Spirit of God to live inside of you. And then through time, you were born. And when you got here, He already had His holy word in one volume called the Bible. And it was the Holy Spirit of God that gave unto you Sunday school teachers, Awana workers, friends in vacation Bible school, a loving mom or dad, a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle, or a kindly neighbor or a preacher who loved you. It was unto you. He gave all of those people so you'd understand the meaning of what happened at Christmas time. Unto you. It all came for you. It's all about you. He loved you. He died for you. We worship Him. We magnify Him. But don't you forget, He came to you in the person of the Holy Spirit of God. He lives with you individually, and He'll never leave you. My dear friend, on that night of His betrayal and the arrest and then the crucifixion later, He took bread and He said, this is My body, which is broken for you. He gave unto you His broken body. And He said, this is the New Testament, My blood, which is shed for you. He gave unto you His blood to cleanse you from all sin unto you. And this time of the year, we want to thank Him for what He did. Somebody in this building or in the media audience may not know that. You may have never understood the personal aspect of Christmas. He came unto you. He wanted to know you, wanted you to know Him. He wanted to be your Savior and your Lord. For the many in this building and in the internet who've done that, you know what I'm talking about. There's nothing like it, that He's with us, and He'll never, ever leave us or forsake us. But the joy of Christmas will never be complete until you realize He came unto you and you accept that gift. Would you bow your heads for just a few moments? Unto you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. He came to die for you. Scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended, God showed His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you. He died for you. If you're in the building or in the internet audience right now, it's a free gift. Brad has shared those truths with us already. I want to reemphasize those. That gift has to be received. We challenge you and your praying friends here at Benson Grove are praying that this will be the best Christmas you've ever had because you understand that He came unto you. He came to give His life for you. And right now, would you turn in your heart and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that you're a sinner, without Him you'll be in hell for all eternity. Would you by faith reach out and say, dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe You died, were buried, and rose again. You're alive now. Come in my heart and save me right now. give me everlasting life. From the youngest in the building to the oldest, would you pray that? Would you believe that? If you'll call, the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you'll do that today, you might want to pray a prayer something like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, and the wages of sin is death. Lord, I know that you came to pay that sin debt for me, and you paid for all of my sin. You died, you were buried, you rose again, and you're alive. I receive you now as my personal Savior and Lord. I believe, Lord, that you died for me and you've paid my sin debt. I accept that gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I love you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for giving your life for me. Help me to love you and serve you. If you pray that, believe it in your heart, not those magical words, they are not magical words at all, but from the depths of your heart, if you want to be saved, he'll give you everlasting life. And Father, I pray now that God, you'd make it real to every person in this building. While we are praying with every head bowed, every eye closed, could I ask you a question? This morning, could you say, thank the Lord for all the wonderful singing, but thank you, Lord, that you came unto me, and I'm glad that salvation is real and I'm saved and on my way to heaven. Would you raise your hand toward heaven and thank the Lord Jesus Christ for coming unto you? Hallelujah. Amen. You may put your hand down. Maybe there were some in here who this morning, for the very first time, you asked Christ to come in your heart. You believe it now. Just now you've asked him to come in and save you, and you would like to rejoice in that. Would you raise your hand individually that we might rejoice and acknowledge that? If there's some in here this morning for the very first time who've received Christ, I'm looking all across the auditorium to see if anybody's raising their hand. What a joy it would be if Jesus were to come today and we'd get to all go together. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you now for our media audience and thank you for all those, our Father, on the E-team that made it possible for us to be blessed here today and for the many around the world who may see and listen to this. Thank you, God, for the gifted folk who've sung, Lord, and blessed us with their music. Thank you, our Father, for blessing our heart through them. And God, I thank you for Brother Brad, Lord, getting all this together. And I know, God, it's been a trial because of so many changes he had to make right at the very last minute. But, Lord, we've been blessed to be here. We give you honor and praise and glory. And thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.